Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Grizzly Bear Bets podcast on the Grizzly Bear Blues Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chase Bobbitt. Today is Tuesday, February 28th, 2023, and the Memphis Grizzlies are at home tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. With recent injury news regarding the Lakers, this is less of an exciting matchup than we would have thought so this time 2 days ago, but nonetheless, a great opportunity for the Grizzlies to take on this new-look Lakers team that we really haven't seen play too many high-level games up to this point. Also an opportunity for the Grizzlies to continue this run and continue to try to get things moving in the right direction as we near the home stretch of the season. Grizzlies lead at the top of the West in terms of the second seed is slowly being taken away as the Kings continue to just play great basketball as of recently and closing that gap between them and the Grizzlies. So we did not have a pod for that game against the Nuggets on Saturday. Had some things come up. I did put picks on Twitter, though, so we'll talk about those picks. What we did or didn't hit, for that matter, as we did have a poor record on Saturday. Then we'll get right into this game tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. As always, we're using DraftKings for all these odds, and I take no financial responsibility for any bets that are placed based on this podcast. And also, I do want to add that this will be the last day that Grizzly Bear Blues is part of Vox Media. We are now moving over to Bluff City Media, so look out for new information regarding that being out tomorrow on Twitter, on our website, Grizzly Bear Blues, and all that good stuff. So make sure to be aware of all the changes that are coming up in the near future for us. Very exciting, positive things in the work, so looking forward to that. So everything else remains exactly the same. The goal of this podcast is, as always, trying to hit as many bets as possible at the end of the day regarding the Grizzlies. Sometimes it goes in our favor, sometimes it doesn't. Unfortunately, that game on Saturday did not go in our favor. We faded the Grizzlies in terms of the spread. We went Nuggets minus two. Grizzlies ended up winning the game 112-94. Obviously puts us in that awkward situation where I'm happy that the Grizzlies won the game, but unfortunately, from a betting sake, did not hit. We ended up going 2-5 on the night as a whole. Jokic apparently met his maker in Xavier Tillman. Tillman held Jokic to 15 points and 3 assists. Our play of the game was Jokic over 9.5 assists, so he was way under that, never a chance. We did hit the under 235.5 mark and Desmond Bane over 4.5 rebounds, but along with the Nuggets minus 2, we missed on Michael Porter Jr. and Desmond Bane over 2.5 threes, as well as Dylan Brooks under 1.5 threes. So one of those spots again. Can't be too upset, but didn't do well in terms of the bet, so we're trying to make things right tonight against the Lakers. Again, Lakers coming to town, riding a three-game win streak. We saw these two teams play recently with the whole Shannon Sharpe incident, but since then, Lakers have made great moves, great changes in their locker room, in their lineups, and I really don't even think it's worth mentioning that game in much of a capacity, just with all the changes that the Lakers have made and now this injury to LeBron James, who looks like he's in question to be out for the rest of the season with this foot injury that he picked up against the Mavericks the other night. 23 most important games of LeBron James's career ended a bit early, and looks like he will not be there for the foreseeable future for the Lakers. And with that, I don't know how much they're really going to have a chance of making the playoffs, because they really had to win pretty much all their games going forward to have a chance into the play-in and then ultimately into the playoffs. So that three-game win streak for the Lakers, I wouldn't take too much stock into it. I mean, they did have a very good win the other night against the Mavericks. I think they were down like 27 points, ended up winning the game 111 to 108. Jared Vanderbilt was awesome in that game. Anthony Davis was very good as well. LeBron James did play through the game, so this will be the first time we haven't seen him actually in the lineup in some time since he took that little bit of time off after the scoring injury or the scoring record. He took some time off and started to come back, you know, after All-Star break. Looked like they were about to turn a corner. Next thing you know, he's out again. So interested to see what the mood's like in L.A. in terms of the locker room and what's kind of going on, if they're going to try to either way put something together, get in the playoffs, LeBron comes back in the playoffs healthy and they go for it, or if it's almost like wave the white flag at this point. We got some good pieces for next year, year after that, with whatever we have left of LeBron James, and move forward in that way. So we'll see what happens. I'm guessing it will just be based on how they perform these next couple games without him, and then when the injury news gets confirmed, or I know they were looking at some other opinions on the injury, then we'll have a better idea of exactly what's going to go on with the Lakers and LeBron James specifically. For Memphis, just Steven Adams out tonight. His return seems nearer and nearer. Very important news for the Grizzlies, as he is one of the most important pieces of this team, as we have seen in the time that he's been out, and just the lack of results that the Grizzlies have gotten since that point. So the line tonight, with all that being said, is currently Grizzlies minus 9. Over under is set at 230.5. So Grizzlies at the moment a huge favorite. Again, very hard to judge the Lakers without LeBron. 5-9 straight up this year so far without him. I do think Anthony Davis is a top talent, but I don't trust him physically or mentally to be the alpha dog on a, you know, on a team in a locker room. And then with D'Angelo Russell, you're really looking at Dennis Schroeder, I guess, to be the main guy running the offense tonight. So a lot of things are going against the Lakers tonight. Again, Jared Vanderbilt has seemed to be very good in his short time with the Lakers. And then we do have Malik Beasley, who hit a bunch of threes the other night but was poor against the Mavericks. But again, their defense holding a team like the Mavericks, who value offense way more than defense considering they can't stop anyone, holding that team to 108 points at the end of the day is very successful for the Lakers, and I don't think LeBron James has a lot to do with that ultimately, with the way that he plays defense or doesn't play defense for that matter. So Lakers, again, three-game win streak coming into this game, also 3-0 against the spread. They are slightly worse against the spread on the road with a 14-17-1 record. While the Grizzlies talk about it all the time, home court is really everything for this team. Saw that again on Saturday night against the Nuggets. Memphis is 18-11-1 against the spread so far this season, and 25-5 straight up at home. So I expect an energized Grizzly squad from the jump tonight. I'm torn with the minus 9 just because that is a lot of points. Lakers still do have quality players. I think at some point one of these bigs is going to take advantage of the fact that Steven Adams isn't down there. And I think Xavier Tillman did a great job on Embiid and Jokic for that matter. But now, you know, three times in a row, I just really, for everything that he does to help the team in small doses, I don't think Tillman is going to continue to keep this up. So I expect Anthony Davis to have a big game tonight, though I said all those things about him before. So I'm going to lean Lakers plus 9 here. We saw Lakers plus 7 at home the other last month end up beating the Grizzlies just narrowly. I believe it was 122 to 121. But on that night, there was a 7-point underdog and covered that spread and won outright. So I'm going to go Lakers plus 9. I think Grizzlies win the game, but a bit narrowly. And maybe, you know, 5-6 point game win for the Grizzlies. But I would go Grizzlies money line. But with the value there, it's really not worth it. Over under 230.5, I'm going to go under. We've talked about it on multiple occasions that the Grizzlies do have one of the worst over under records in the whole league. So I expect the Grizzlies to keep that up. They play good defense. I think the Lakers are also going to play good defense. And the Grizzlies half court offense just isn't great, especially with Steven Adams out of the lineup. I don't expect that to be any different this time around. Again, Mavericks the other night were only held to 108 points against the Lakers. I think Vanderbilt's a big part of that. Anthony Davis is also an elite-level defender when he wants to be. And if you're holding a team like the Mavericks to 108 points, I just think that, you know, you're in a good spot defensively, and I expect them to continue that tonight. So we also did see this matchup go under the total last time they played, but it was 244 at the time. Completely different Lakers team with Russell Westbrook and guys like that who have since been moved, and LeBron James in the lineup. So I don't expect, again, don't take too much stock in that just because, as you've seen, the over-under is a 14-point different than that time that we played. But again, I do like this game to go under. We've also seen the over in these last nine games that these two teams have played at the FedEx Forum. The over has gone 0-9. So I expect an under here. Like that play a lot. Was considering making it my play of the game, but I decided to go a different route on that front. So speaking of which, the play of the game tonight will be Luke Kennard over 1.5 threes as the play of the game. We saw the best game so far this season of Luke Kennard in a Grizzlies uniform the other night. Had the most minutes played, most three-pointers made, and most points in his small stint as a Grizzly. I also think that he is going to continue to get more and more looks from three as the Grizzlies try to figure out their playoff rotation and what that's going to look like. And at the end of the day, you need three-point shooters when the times matter most. So I expect Luke Kennard to continue to get more and more implemented in this offense. He hit three threes in both of the games that he played against the Lakers so far this season with the Clippers. So I think you get good value there at 1.5, considering he's still trying to find his role in this team. Sticking with some player props here, we are going to go Anthony Davis over 12.5 rebounds. I actually had this as my play of the game to start, then I changed it to Luke Kennard, but I still do think this is a great value bet, a bet that should hit. The Grizzlies are still not a great rebounding team without Steven Adams in the lineup. Saw Jokic get 13 the other night and Embiid get 19 before that. And Embiid's not, he's a good rebounder, but not a great rebounder. Jokic is a great rebounder, had 13 on the night. Anthony Davis has been crazy rebounding the ball recently. He has hit 13 in four of his last six games. And I expect him to be big without LeBron James. You know, get the rebound, start the offense from there. So I expect Anthony Davis to go over 12.5 rebounds on the night. We are also going to go Ja Morant over 8.5 assists. I don't trust Ja Morant as a scorer as of lately with Steven Adams not in this lineup. It just seems like it's so difficult to get anything in the half court. He's going to get his transition points like always, but it's just seemed to be a bit off for Ja recently in the scoring department. He's been good in other aspects of his game. I know he had 23 the other night against the Nuggets, but I'm going to go 8.5 assists rather than do the point side of things. So he has not gotten over 5 assists in his last two games, and he had 8 last time that he played against the Lakers, so I think this is a good spot for him to get his teammates involved early, let the game come to him, and then go from there and start to, you know, pick up his points from that point forward. But I'm going to go over 8.5 assists for Ja Morant. And then the last player prop I have for tonight is Dennis Schroeder over 14.5 points. He had 16 the last game that they played just against the Mavericks. I know the Mavericks don't have a great defense, but still with no LeBron James in the lineup, no D'Lo in the lineup, he's really going to be the primary facilitator, primary shot creator for this team with no one else really having the ability to do that in great volume. So he had 19 last time that we saw these two teams play, so I think 15 points shouldn't be an issue just because, you know, they need 100 points to come from somewhere. I don't really see a lot of guys besides Anthony Davis otherwise. Maybe Malik Beasley hitting a couple threes doing that. So I think Schroeder is going to play probably 30-35 minutes in this game. Getting over 14.5 points should be a good bet there. And then we're going to close it out with Grizzlies team total under 120.5 points. Barely hit last time that these two teams played. It has not hit in 4 straight games for the Grizzlies and has also not hit in 13 of the last 14 games, which is a crazy statistic when you think about it. The only time they did go over 120.5 points was the game against the Timberwolves. Yes, on February 10th, they had 128 points against the Timberwolves. Since then, you have to go all the way back to the game against the Lakers that they went over that mark. Since then, have gone under 120.5 points in every game. Had 120 against the Warriors, so that was the closest they got to it. So Grizzlies under 120.5 team total is the last play for the night. Again, as always, I appreciate everyone for listening. I appreciate everyone for the flexibility when it comes to podcasts coming out, not coming out. Again, as a daily game day podcast, sometimes it's just difficult to get it out with the time that lines come out and all that good stuff. Make sure to stay up to date with the Twitter, as a lot of things will be changing starting tomorrow for the brand as a whole. So make sure to follow at Grizz Bear Bets for all that latest news. Also make sure to follow Grizzly Bear Blues for all the news that comes out there on Twitter. And then also make sure to follow my personal Twitter at ChaseBobbitt9. Also coming up on March 9th, I will actually be out for about 10 days for a trip abroad. So all the picks from that point forward will be on the Twitter until the game against the Mavericks on the 20th. I'll be back for that game. So we'll have about 6 games that we'll miss. All those games will be on Twitter, so make sure you follow the Twitter for that reason as well. Thank you guys for listening. As always, we'll be back for the game tomorrow night. Quick back-to-back against the Rockets tomorrow in Houston. Looking forward to that. So enjoy the game tonight, everyone. If you're out there, be safe. Thank you, guys. Look forward to that new exciting news that are coming out tomorrow regarding this podcast as a whole, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for the game against the Rockets. Thank you. Have a good one.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.